This conference is being recorded.
Hello, good day everybody, and welcome to the webinar for the TMCH. I am Peter from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and today we'll have a webinar on the DPMO Plus by Matt Belmonte with Donuts. As the previous webinars with the Trademark Clearinghouse, everybody's lines are muted. You can ask questions via the chat window. We ask you to pose your questions at the end of the presentation. There we will consolidate all the questions and then we will pose them to Matt. To start off the webinar, a few quick updates on the Trademark Clearinghouse itself. We are currently at 41,500 marks almost. We noticed that about 44% of all the marks in the Trademark Clearinghouse have been submitted for more than 1 year. And as most of our attendees at today's webinar are agents, 85% of all marks in the clearinghouse are registered by agents. Agents are trademark professionals and professionals within the domain community who register and manage trademarks on behalf of their clients. 92% of all marks in the clearinghouse are verified, so they pass through all of the different verification steps. We have marks from over 109 countries covering more than 120 jurisdictions, and that spans a total of almost 120,000 trademark years that are covered in the clearinghouse. One of the services of the clearinghouse is the claims notifications. So whenever the GTLD goes into general availability, up until 90 days into general availability, we will send out claims notifications when somebody registers a domain name exactly matching a mark in the clearinghouse. To date, we have sent out over 240,000 claims notifications. After the 90 days, an additional service for the clearinghouse kicks in, and that are the ongoing notifications. Of those, we have sent out over 460,000 ongoing notifications. Of the marks in the clearinghouse, 5,000 have expired. Those were mainly marks that have registered for 1 year, opting for a specific sunrise. Registering a sunrise is one of the other services linked to the clearinghouse. We have a few sunrises coming up, including .baby, a few IDNs with .book and food in the Asian languages, and an early announcement in April 2017 will see the launch of .3. TLDs that are currently in sunrise is the .cam TLD, the .makeup, .blog, .doctor, and a few other IDN TLDs. Another service which for which you can benefit if you're in the Trademark Clearinghouse is the DPMO, which is operated by Donuts. The DPMO requires an active SMD with the Trademark Clearinghouse, and if you have that SMD file, you are able to apply the DPMO across all Donuts TLDs. This is a very interesting product. We've learned that a lot of trademark holders are very interested in that, and we are pleased to learn that Donuts is launching a promotion in Q4 of this year called the DPMO Plus, and we are delighted to have Matt on board here today to explain a little bit more about the DPMO and the DPMO Plus. Matt, on to you. I see that you're muted. Let me unmute you, and now you should be able to speak. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate the update and the introduction. Much appreciated. I just wanted to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to the folks out there on the phone for wherever you are in the world. I wanted to take an opportunity to thank you all for joining us today for a few moments to talk a little bit about Donuts for the folks that are on the line that might not know who we are and really what we do, but also to talk about some important updates for our regular DPML, what we'll call it legacy DPML, and DPML Plus, as Peter had just mentioned, which is a Q4 promotion, and some items that will affect you guys in Q4 and beyond. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. So the purpose of today's call is to go through a couple different things. Again, as I stated previously, just a little bit about us, talking about a little bit about our legacy DPML product that we had rolled out back in 2013 that hopefully a lot of you all are familiar with. Some of the features and benefits that come with that DPML product, just as a refresher. We'll also be talking about, as Peter stated, the DPML Plus, which is a limited three-month promotion that started October 1st, and that was announced October 1st as well. We'll also dive into the pricing adjustments that are going to be taking effect for our legacy DPML product, but also we'll jump into the pricing for our DPML Plus. The assumption is that you've seen what the pricing is through our various PR blogs, our registrar correspondences, and obviously some of the information that was included in the email to invite you to the webinar today. And lastly, how do you purchase a DPML Plus? And we'll obviously leave time for Q&A. And I also wanted to remind the folks on the line that if you know, your question does not get answered or you don't feel comfortable asking a question because it's potentially confidential about a client in nature, my email is matt@donuts.email. Please feel free to email me at any time, and I'll be more than happy, to the extent I can, answer any of those questions. So a little bit about us. I'm hoping that a lot of you guys have heard about Donuts, but for the folks that have not heard about Donuts, Donuts is the largest CLD registry operator in the new top-level domain name space. Back in 2012, we applied for nearly 307 new TLD applications. This was by far the largest company out there application-wise, and second was Google with 101. And back in 2012, when we talked about Donuts, we said we'd expect to operate and own about 200 new top-level domains. Well, that was 3 years ago, and as of today, we are just about at 197, almost at 198. So, you know, a couple years ago, we predicted 200, and sure enough, we are right about there at 200, which is a really great thing for the industry. What does that all mean? You know, some people might be asking, well, tell me a little bit more about TLD. These are names like .email, as I mentioned before, .services, .business, .company, short, specific, meaningful domain names. So really, at the end of the day, what we really want to do is just bring open, relevant internet domain names like the email, like services, and offer those to individuals, businesses, organizations, and of course brands and trademarks like you guys to create meaningful internet domain names. Some examples that we're really proud of, guys, out there that can be seen, and we call it in the wild. Kanye West uses Yeezy.supply for a clothing brand. So instead of Yeezy.com, when really no one knows what Yeezy means, it's Yeezy.supply, supply clothing brand. Born This Way Foundation is Lady Gaga's brand, so she rebranded to BornThisWay.foundation. I encourage everybody on the call, if you haven't already, to go to these websites and check them out. And even more relevant, even on TV and radio, we're seeing a lot more .movie, which Donuts owns. So if you have children out there, they might be into something called Power Rangers, powerrangers.movie. And even more recently, there's a new movie out. It's big in the U.S., and I'm sure it'll be globally as well, deepwaterhorizon.movie. You can actually see their URL that they're calling for the call to action in the trailer on TV, at least here in the States. Really cool stuff to go see. That's kind of where we are, how they've been out there, and kind of where we're going with this. So, as I promised in the beginning, I wanted to talk about our legacy DPML. And again, this might be a little bit repetitive for the folks on the phone out there because they've dealt with it a couple years ago. So this will just serve as a refresher and talk about some of the changes that are coming. So Donuts Protected Marks List, or Domains Protected Marks List, or DPML for short. It was our program that we rolled out about 3 years ago, and the purpose of it was to block all Donuts TLDs owned and operated as long as you had an exact match trademark submitted through, of course, the Trademark Clearinghouse. They provided you an SMD file. As long as it was valid, you were able to block that term across all Donuts TLDs. As we all know, some of the features and benefits of DPML, and we're going to call it legacy DPML, is that it was a 5-year term, so it covered everybody for 5 years. However, it did not block premium names. Again, folks, we took the feedback in the last couple years, and we're going to be making some changes, which I'll get to in a couple minutes. But the current legacy DPML program does not block premium names. It also did not provide the opportunity to block misspells. Okay? We didn't allow misspellings back then either. It was just exact match or exact match contains, all TLDs owned and operated. But again, folks, it did not protect premium names. And even back then, and I'll say it today, if you're concerned about those, we always encourage those brands to just simply register those premium names. Okay? Another feature of our legacy DPML that can be seen even today is DPML block owners are subject to overrides by similar SMD holders. What does that really mean? I think the best example is Delta, right? You have Delta Airlines and you have Delta Faucets. Delta Airlines gets a DPML on Delta, okay? Delta Faucets also has an SMD on Delta. Well, at any time, Delta Faucets can come in and override in, let's say, Dot Plumbing, and they are able to do that now with a DPML legacy. That is the advantage of an override for DPML legacy owners. We also announced last week that with our DPML legacy product, we are no longer charging our registrars fees for overrides. So in that situation, there was always a fee. There was an override fee plus the cost of registration. As of October 1st, all of those fees went out the door, and the folks that want to override will just need to pay the cost of registration. So again, reiterating, October 1st, no longer will anyone have to pay override fees. So we're about a week to almost 10 days into it, override fees are gone away. That's our legacy DPML. And again, folks, I know it might be a little bit repetitive from what you already know, but just serves as a refresher. So last week, as you might have seen in the news or from your registrar, we announced some price adjustments. And the price adjustments are taking place January 1st, 2017. So to reiterate, the price of our standard DPML, legacy DPML, however we want to term that, will be increased in order to align the service's benefits with its marketplace value. What does that all really mean? So, yes, it will be increased because we felt that initially it was priced too low as compared to other registry operators offering blocking services. So, we all know RightSide. We all know Minds and Machines. They offer blocking services similar to Donuts DPML. And if you look at their costs and you look at the amount of TLDs they operate and what you get in the value, I will challenge everyone on this call to go to their registrars and get that analysis because our DPML far outweighs value-wise and cost-wise for what you actually get. In addition, which I just discussed, all override fees have been disabled and will be free from here on out for both the legacy and DPML Plus. It's a big deal. It has been waived. Okay? And then at the same time, we've always said, and I've spoken to many, many people in the industry before, DPML is for some, not for all, and that's okay. So existing DPML subscribers, so if I have a DPML right now, you can absolutely renew, and if someone wanted to buy just a legacy DPML because that fits within their business, they can buy a new one for the prices that they are today. So they have 3 months to recognize that older, we'll call it older pricing, before the adjustments go into effect January 1st. Again, I know I'm not being very specific as far as pricing, but as everybody can appreciate, you must go through your Donuts / ICANN accredited registrar for those retail pricing details. Okay, legacy DPML. Well, let's see, who's using it and who's taking advantage of it? Well, I put some brands up here to shed some light on who is using it. And as you can see, some of the top brands in the world are using this. Brands like Target, Hewlett-Packard, Costco, Microsoft, Apple. And I ended on Apple because I have a great example of how overrides really is a value to DPML brand holders. So Apple, and this is, again, public information. You can go to the Who Is. Apple purchased a DPML some years ago because they just wanted to protect their brand. And a couple years later, they launched Apple Watch, which I'm sure we've all heard of. Well, Donuts, TLDs, one of which is a Dot Watch. So they took advantage of that override some months later when they were ready to do a marketing or PR promotion, and they overrode in Dot Watch, and they were able to use that. Now, Apple Dot Watch goes to a content page talking about the Dot Watch on their website at Apple. It's a great example of being able to protect your brand now and the flexibility, folks, of using it at a later date. Okay? Hope that all makes sense, guys. Okay, now to the most exciting part is our promotion that Donuts will be running here in Q4. So we're about, like I said before, we're about 10 days into it. And this is the product called DPML Plus. And I'm going to go through the difference between our legacy DPML that, of course, you can buy today or you might already have, and now DPML Plus. So again, it is a promotion. It's not a 5-year term. It's now a 10-year term. Okay? It's exact match plus 3 additional terms that can either be a combination of contains or misspells. So instead of just one exact match, you're now exact match plus 3. So essentially, we're talking 4, okay? Blocks all Donuts TLDs owned and operated, so that doesn't change. However, this time, again, by listening to the trademark and brand holders throughout the years, it does include coverage of premium names. First time ever that it does this. So it includes all premium names, It also includes misspells, something that I highlighted before that DPMO Legacy does not. It includes misspells. Another value, another feature that's different, other trademark owners of exact matches will be prevented from overriding the block. So if I buy a DPML Plus, I'm the first to get it. I have that peace of mind now that no one else can override me in any other TLDs, whereas in DPML Legacy, they do have that. This one, no one else can override a block. Another really great feature. Again, giving you that peace of mind from a brand protection standpoint. If you decide to register and use a term you previously blocked, you may submit unlimited overrides, as I said before, at no additional cost, just the registration fees. And that applies to all 10 years. You can do as many as you want in all 10 years. Now, if you're a customer, maybe like Unilever, Johnson & Johnson, or just another company with a lot of brands, and you're saying, well, this is great, I can get Exact Match plus three, but, you know, I have five additional or six additional. Well, that's great, too. We encourage you to add those additional terms. It will be for an additional cost. And again, as I stated before, we really encourage you to go to your registrars or to go to the agents to get that specific information as far as what that price will be, how it'll work, and just really work together with them to get that information. Okay? Those are for additional terms, something you can't do with legacy DPML. Suggested donuts retail price. We decided to put I like to call it a DSRP, or donut suggested retail price, $9,999. Now, folks, I know this looks like a big term right now, but in the next couple slides, I'm going to break it down for you, and really it's going to really bring out the value of what you get for that cost. Okay? But before I do that, and, you know, again, we've been out for 10 days now with the announcement of DPML Plus, which is the promotion, but also, you know, for the DPML Legacy, renewing now, or buying a new one now at the old rates before they go up. You know, we want to understand really what our registrars are saying, right? So Safe Names is a large corporate global registrar, and they, you know, when we announced it to them, they were very excited about it. And they had this to say, and I'd like to share it with everybody. The new Donuts DPML Plus product is definitely addressing some of the main issues related to new GTLDs for corporate trademark holders and the bigger brands. It is not a product for the masses. And folks, let me just inject, I've said that since day one, back in 2012, it is for some, not for all. The initial cost looks like a big number, but if you project that out over 10 years across the approximate 200 extensions and three variants, it is actually a reasonable price. I applaud Donuts for giving the proactive option to brands. If a brand has to file a few UDRPs on Donuts domains, the DPML Plus would pay for itself. So thank you, Safe Names, for doing that. And, obviously we believe everything he says, and we think it's a very powerful and valuable product. Go back to the price, guys. So DPML Plus pricing. Again, I just continue to reiterate, Q4 only, $9,999. Well, we're also blocking, as I stated in the very beginning, 197 TLDs. Instead of one block term, remember now there's four. And instead of 5 years, it's now 10 years. It's a 10-year term. Well, if you do the math, we're talking $12.68 per TLD. And again, as I stated at the beginning, I challenge you to go to your registrar channel and get that analysis of the other registries out there. Because at that number, and for what you get, misspellings, premiums, no chance to override by another owner, 10-year block, our value far, far outweighs any of our competition as far as brand protection is concerned for the largest registry operator out there. I also took it a step further, and I said, all right, well, what would it cost? Average retail cost to register in all Donuts TLDs. And again, folks, I got to put an asterisk on this. This is just an approximate retail cost, $6,500, and that's per year if you were to register in all of our TLDs, or $32.99 per TLD. I think that's a powerful number. And again, please contact your registrars for further information. I wish I can divulge it, but the way that we're operating, the way that we're set up, folks, as you know, registry, registrar, registrant. They have all the information, and if they have any questions, they, of course, will come to me, and I will be able to answer them, which hopefully will filter back to you guys. Kind of to wrap things up and kind of summarize, well, why DPML Plus? Donuts TLDs have little to no infringement because of DPML. We really feel that way, and it is a fact that we have very little infringement out there. Again, 10-year block, peace of mind. Premium name coverage, first time ever. Misspells and contains. We'll talk misspells, first time ever, and the flexibility to override, of course, and use. So with that, Peter, I have concluded the portion of the DPML and the DPML Plus.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for making the time to explain this. I'm not sure if there are any questions at the moment, but if anybody has any questions, please feel free to ask them via the chat. We'll address them to, we'll consolidate them and address them to Matt. Otherwise, you're also seeing Matt's email address and the donuts URL where you can access more information.
And Peter, if I'm
Go ahead.
A lot of the attendees I've spoken to via email before, so I continue for those folks to and I encourage you guys to continue with the questions via email, and I appreciate them jumping on. But if anybody else, I'm happy to take some questions, and if for some reason I can't answer it, I will make sure we communicate it back to you.
Okay. I'm not seeing any questions at the moment. We have recorded this webinar, but also sharing the slide deck afterwards. And we'll have a follow-up webinar, which is basically the same coverage as this webinar next week, because the attendee list for this webinar was full. I'm seeing one question in the wait section. So there's a question, I think, if you want to prolong, there's a question regarding the SMD file, Matt. The question is, if you want to prolong the term with plus three terms, do the three variation terms, I think, that implies, do those need to be registered in the TMCH as well?
No, sir. They do not.
No. So the exact match mark needs to be registered and have an active SMD file. The variations, they do not have to be registered in the TMCH. That's something which is based upon the exact match in the SMD file, correct?
Yes, sir. Yep. They'll be obviously subject to review by us and through your registrar. And one thing, if I may, Peter, just to add one last thing, is if folks on the phone or you have clients that have legacy DPML and they see this offer out there and they say, well, wait a second, you know, this is great. Now I can add my misspellings or contains, but, you know, I've got 2 years left on my legacy DPML. So what happens? So great question. And the simple answer is we encourage you guys to, you know, kind of upgrade, and we will pass off a discount to your registrar, and the registrar will pass that off to the end user for, and it's a flat fee amount, and I encourage you guys to talk to your registrars on what that number is, but it is very generous. So then, you know, we provide that discount, and you'll be able to upgrade potentially to a DPML Plus. And have another 10 years of coverage without feeling like you lost any money that you paid for when you initially purchased the five-year block.
So just to summarize, if you have an existing legacy DPML and you want to upgrade it to a DPML Plus, talk with the registrar, and they will get you a deal based on the conditions for the DPML Plus.
Absolutely. Yep.
And then I have one more question. If an override domain gets deleted, will it be blocked again?
Yeah, so basically, great question. And if a name expires under your, if you have a name registered, right, that's not DPML, and it's a normal registration, it expires, and you purchase that DPML Plus, then yes, it'll be picked up in coverage, whether it's standard or premium, because it now covers both.
Okay. All right. I had one more question. There's one more question coming in from Michael. I think he's typing at the moment, so 1 second. Hold on, please.
Yep.
The question is, if I register a DPML Plus block with one registrar, can I override my DPML Plus block at another registrar?
Yeah, so, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to transfer the DPML block to the other registrar that you want to do that transaction with.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's clear. Okay. With that, I think we've answered all the questions. Thank you, everybody, for joining the webinar. Thank you, Matt, for clarifying this and giving some explanation on the DPML. And good luck to you all.
Great. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
Okay. Thank you.